This is Jim Taylor on WRMJ and WRMJ.com. We're speaking with Ryan Riley, senior on the Mercer County High School football team. Before we talk about last week's game, a Thursday night game, I just kind of wanted to get a read on what it's been like this season with, you know, having to forfeit a game, dealing with, you know, COVID protocol and all that. I know early in the season, Ryan, really, that had to be tough. So kind of take us through it from a player standpoint. How challenging was that?
Yeah, so week one, we play Farmington, and right away, we already have about, I say, 10 players out because of COVID. So that's already tough, week one. Week two against Knoxville, right, that gets canceled because a ton of players are out at the forfeit that game. And everything's just been tough because we don't know if anyone, like, if all the players are going to be there that game or stuff like that.
Well, and then the other thing is, you know, not getting to play a home game until right. week five. So what was it finally like, you know, this past Thursday night to get out there on Pratt Memorial Field and get a home game? Again, it took until week five for that to happen this season.
Oh, it felt great. Finally got to play in front of the fans. Oh, huge crowd that game Thursday night. And we played our best game overall in front of the home crowd. So it was a great experience.
Yeah, and I know I was down there and I was standing on the visiting sideline or near the visiting sideline. And, you know, I was looking across the field and I said, man, what perfect night for high school football.
Right.
A great crowd is here for this game, and I saw the band kids. They were really into it, and the marching band was in late season form, and then, you know, playing football on that beautiful night on the Pratt Memorial Field. Just from my perspective, I didn't know. I don't know if I, one, wanted to be in the band that night or, two, play in the on the football team that night. One or the other. So what about just the vibe? You know, you get cheated out of one of the home games your senior season. But, man, you just had to feel that, I'm assuming, on Friday, Thursday night.
Shout out to the band. The band was so loud. Like, I can't really hear, like, what people are saying in the crowd during the game. It's just, like, I'm focused up and all that. But I could hear the band screaming. And that was a great feeling knowing the band was there to cheer us on.
Well, and I know talking to Coach Hofer, you know, trying to get the roster back in order with all kids available. I know, you know, we're at the halfway point of the season, but I think Mercer County still, you know, their best football is ahead of them just because of what's been at stake. Do you kind of feel that, I mean, moving forward here in week 6, 7, 8, 9?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. We're getting all our players back, finally getting healthy, played our best game last Thursday. We have all the confidence in the world right now to go out there and win 4 in a row, go 6-3, honestly.
And I know last spring was so strange playing, you know, spring high school football and then transitioning to fall high school football. This is the first time really anybody ever has had to deal with that. What was that like from a player standpoint?
Well, just playing the spring was totally different than playing the fall, you know, just the weather, the atmosphere there. And then we play that season. We have the summer off season, you know, get the weight room, the speed training. And then here we are in the fall, back to football again. It's a crazy experience.
Yeah, and I know it goes by fast, and you can attest to that. You're a senior, and you're entering week 6. So are you soaking it up a little bit more this year because you're a senior, and are you a bit more reflective because we know how fast the season is already going?
Yeah, I've been thinking about that. It honestly hit me that, like, it's already week 6. You know, I have 4 more guaranteed weeks left in my high school football career. So, yeah, it's crazy.
All right, just tell us a little bit about your role on this team. I know you play in the backfield. Looks like a rotation of a lot of talent back there. And then defensively, just speak a little bit about your role on this team.
So right now I'm a fullback on offense. And defense, I play everywhere. I played corner, safety, middle linebacker. Thursday, I played defensive end. So I can do anything they want me to.
That's a lot of different places on defense. And I'm assuming that has something to do with the COVID protocol of who's there and who's not there.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
All right. So tell us just about, getting ready for week 6 back on the road. So you get one home game, a Thursday night, weird deal, and then back on the road Friday. And just kind of, you know, getting this team on a roll. So what about getting ready for this week?
Well, every practice, we're going to take it very seriously. And Monday, we're going to watch the film about Princeville. I know they run that wing tee offense, kind of similar to what Robo did. I mean, we stopped that pretty well against Robo. So I have all the confidence in the world for Friday night.
All right. And then the Eagles back home the following week. Well, Ryan, really, yes, it was great to see the kids back on Pratt Memorial Field, a perfect night for football last Thursday, and hopefully a few home playoff games as well here in the fall of 2021. I know work to do in the regular season. Well, keep up the good work and stay healthy.
Thank you.
And I'm Jim Taylor on WRMJ.